Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And in the news this morning, police in Red Oak arrested a 35-year-old man on an assault charge early this morning. Officials say Tyler Jeffrey Jennings of Red Oak was arrested around 5 a.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Jennings was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Red Oak woman was arrested early this morning. 27-year-old Patty Ann Henke was taken into custody at around 2:50 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. Henke was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Dogwood Avenue, west of Red Oak. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Authorities in western Iowa have released a man suspected of stabbing to death an Omaha meatpacking plant worker in 2003. But they're continuing the case against another man charged in the slaying. The Omaha World Herald reports 47-year-old Thomas Sanchez was released Thursday from the Pottawatomie County Jail on his own recognizance. Sanchez was arrested in January in connection to the cold case killing. He remains charged with first-degree murder in the death of 33-year-old Nelson Alvarez Hernandez of Omaha. The other identified suspect in the case, 36-year-old James Kane Harris of Council Bluffs, was also charged with first-degree murder. Harris was being held at the Pottawatomie County Jail on $1 million bail. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Friday the charges against Sanchez have not been dismissed. He said after Harris's case is tried, a decision will be made on how to proceed with the case against Sanchez. Alvarez Hernandez, who worked at a South Omaha plant, dressed as a woman and went by the name Selena. He was stabbed in the early morning hours of July 31, 2003, outside of a home near 13th Street and 16th Avenue in Council Bluffs. According to court documents, a sibling of Harris's told Bluffs police that Harris stabbed Alvarez Hernandez, saying Harris was angry because the victim had touched him. A $5 bill was found at the scene next to Alvarez Hernandez's body. A DNA profile developed from blood on the bill was tied to Sanchez several years later. Sanchez told investigators he did not know Alvarez Hernandez and had never been to the scene of the crime. He said he has no idea why his DNA might have been there. Wilbur said Sanchez agreed to waive his right to a speedy trial in return for being released. He said not having to try Sanchez right away will allow prosecutors to focus their efforts on Harris, who's scheduled to go to trial on May the 28th. The Iowa State Bar Association is asking officials to examine security at the state's county courthouses following an incident in Madison County. The incident Monday involved a man who allegedly pulled out a weapon and brandished it around a courtroom. 29-year-old Corey Lee Doherty was in there to be sentenced on drug charges. He escaped but was arrested a short time later. Madison County doesn't prohibit visitors from having firearms in the courthouse. ISBA President Guy Cook said in a statement on Friday that although courthouse security varies from county to county, quote, certain basic security measures should be considered. Doherty faces multiple charges in connection with the incident, including being a felon in possession of a firearm. Well, four children and two adults were hospitalized Tuesday night after an explosion and fire in western Iowa. State Fire Marshal's Office Investigator Dan Roberts said on Friday that the crews were sent to a home on Kingsridge Drive in Council Bluffs shortly after 8 p.m. He said there were several people inside who suffered some injuries. The injuries mostly involved second-degree burns, according to Roberts. Two of the injured were taken to a burn center in Lincoln, Nebraska. One adult remained hospitalized Friday in Omaha, while the three remaining people were released after being treated. A report from the Council Bluffs Fire Department says a group of Boy Scouts were at the home working on a project and were experimenting with gunpowder for a ceremony. Roberts said that there was a small explosion inside the house, but there was no structural damage. The cause remained under investigation. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly reports the Cass County Democrats hosted 10 candidates or their surrogates at the party's spring fling on March the 27th. More than 60 voters from several counties attended the event. Candidates present for the event included incumbents Attorney General Tom Miller and Iowa Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald, John Niederbach, candidate for auditor, Sherry Tahat, Secretary of Agriculture, and Brad Anderson, Secretary of State. Campaign surrogates spoke for Stacey Appel, U.S. House of Representatives, Bruce Braley, U.S. Senate, and Jack Hatch, Governor. Stephen Rowe and Tim Ennis, candidates for the Iowa House Districts 20 and 21, respectively, also were present and spoke to the crowd. Plans are in the works for all candidates to appear in Cass County as the campaign advance. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.